Hello everyone, welcome to more horrific news. Okay, this one popped up, I thought we'd take a look. I didn't realize there were so many problems with this game. I knew the Texas Chainsaw Massacre one was having a few diffs, but apparently Friday the 13th, Resurrected cancelled following copyright infringement game. More legal problems for the game based on the iconic horror film franchise. Interesting. You'd think if you're going to work on a franchise like that, you'd have all your ducks in a row. Even this channel, you know, using certain images, etc. I'm always careful because the last thing I want to do is steal stuff from people or get myself into legal battles. It's dodgy territory, especially if you're creating something for sale or whatever. But let's have a look at the article and see what it's all about. Friday the 13th, the game continues to be a legal nightmare for everyone involved. The team behind the Resurrected mod announced that the game's future is up in the air after receiving a copyright infringement claim. Announced on the official Friday the 13th Resurrected Discord and X/Twitter, the team behind the project announced they received a cease and desist letter from an attorney representing Horror Inc., which owns the rights to Friday the 13th film franchise. The cease and desist letter, which is attached in the post below, mentions that the fan mod is an unauthorized use of the IP, describing it as an unlicensed knockoff Friday the 13th video game. Oh, so it's not actually the main game itself. Is this a new version of the game? Sorry, forgive my ignorance. Like I said, I just saw the article. I was interested in the Friday the 13th game. Been out for a while. I thought that was well received. Like, I know it follows the typical format, 3-1 sort of thing. No, but generally, people liked it. Is this a different game that they're creating or a mod for it? I don't know what the rules are anyway. You would think that the game would be getting on and not the film franchise, because obviously they licensed out the Horror Inc. would have licensed out the rights, if they own it, for the game to be created. And then is there not a licensing thing if you're creating mods? I don't know how it works. Obviously, if you're in the chat, let me know. Like I said, I'm coming from this completely outside the box, not really knowing anything about it, so I'm not going to offer too many opinions, because 9 times out of 10 they'll probably be wrong in this case. But that's how we look. As you may be aware, we've received a cease and desist from Josh Geller 2, who works for Greenberg Gluss and is Horror Inc.'s legal representative. With that, the project is most likely over. We do plan to work on other projects. We are still waiting. What if I click this, Willis? Okay, so we're now in access, have a nosy. As you may be aware, we have received a decent assist from Josh Geller 2, who works for Greenberg Glusk and is Horror Inc.'s legal representative. With that, the project is most likely over, but we do plan to work on other projects. We are still waiting for a response from some people we have contacted, but for now, we are working on removing all of Horror Inc.'s owned content. It's a shame that someone wants to fight against a fan-made project with no profit made. It wasn't our intention to hurt the brand, as Horror Inc. claims we did. We want to thank this amazing community. We've met a lot of cool people in the path, and I've had a lot of fun working on the project. We want to let you know that we did fight for you, and we still do. But for now, the project is over. Oh my god. Not only is the project is over, but so is franchise itself, as it seems that Horror Inc. just wants to leave this incredible series behind them and let it be forgotten. That was actually hard to read out. Did I have a slip of the key? Was this done on the phone? It was an extra is to put in. Yeah, take that is out, put a the in front of franchise and make a bit more sense. I don't think that's the case, but something like Friday the 13th, it's always going to be around. It's just one of them long-running staples. They'll always find a way to bring it back. It's far too popular to be forgotten. Anyway, you as a big community can still show... You as a big community still can show one last bit of love for the franchise and share this post to let people know that we tried our best. Who the hell wrote this? Big thanks goes to everyone who helped with the project and however they could. All the work was incredible. We had lots of plans that we were excited to share with you. We were also attaching the C&D as it was shared publicly on our Discord server by the Horror Inc.'s lawyers. Thank you all, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Resurrected team. Now, that's a bit odd. You would think that would have been sent privately. Let me click it. Or it is right. Glusker, Prison Friday the 13th, blah, 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 blah. So, was this a completely separate game? Friday the 13th, the game, must have been a completely separate game. Or is it a plug-in mod in the original one? I don't know how this works, but surely you have to get permission from someone and check it out before you go to all this trouble. I know people can sort of freelance design skins and stuff, but right, is there not a thing where like you have to make sure that whatever you put or create is not under copyright? Sure, that's every user agreement. Anyway, we will go back to the main article. One sec. Just wait for the clever edit. Haha, you barely even noticed, did you, that I switched screens? No, I don't take myself too seriously with these things. No, but I could have sworn you have to check on all these things. Like, one thing I'm nervous about, I know a lot of people in horror channels use like the main franchise villains and stuff. I've always shied away from that because last thing I want to do is get embroiled in something. That's something I've always got in the back of my mind. Same as when people submit content, obviously I make sure I get it in writing that they're going to do horrific tales. I know there's channels do read aloud stuff of like popular authors, not just randomly, but A, I like to support independent authors, but secondly, I shy away from reading out something unless I've got permission from the owner. So like with Horrific Tales, I've been in contact, the authors have reached out, they've asked me to showcase their work, so yeah, I'm more than happy to do it. Also, I don't do it in full, only do a segment, that way you kind folks can go and pick up one of their books. It's the same when I do reviews, I'm not actually showing any footage. I know some people do that. It's something I shy away from too, is actually showing footage from a movie. And you notice I'm also careful about trailer reviews because I'm not too sure how it works. I know I've had a couple of, what was that, I used the Frank Sinatra song in a story, but the story actually referred to that song, so it made sense. And I had a copyright strike, but I got that taken down. And now I had the Oscars come against me for using a clip when they presented the Best Special Effects Awards for American Werewolf from London. That was a whole hullabaloo, but once again, I fought it back because it was fair use. But apart from that, I personally shy away from using any main franchises or creating anything. Just that I don't want to get involved in it. There's plenty of stuff out there without doing it. There's stuff you can purchase. There's stuff you can get a license for to use both privately and commercially. You know what I mean? You just check what the thing is you're using. And that's me just running this channel. What on earth are you doing creating a major mod for a game or an expansion pack without having the go ahead from the main, not even going through Horror Inc, but the creators of Friday the 13th, the game? Doesn't make sense to me. That just seems like a lot of effort, time that not only could land you in trouble, but if like this the project's got the kibosh, there's a lot of time wasted developing something. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, you would have conversations first, would you not? That's just my thinking. Reach out and, okay, what can I do, what can't I do? This is my, you know, and even have an outline and plan before you even write any code for it. I don't know, that's just my perspective on it. Let me know if I'm wrong on this, but I'm finding it difficult to take the side of these guys if they've got to this point without actually checking up first. But also, I don't understand the lawyer posting a cease and desist publicly. You would think that would have been done by DM, even in Discord. I mean, there's a DM function. You would think, like, most, if these are developers, that have an email address, so you'd think it would be done privately first. So I don't understand as well the other side of it, why they would just do it publicly. That seems a bit strange. So I'm just thinking out loud here while I'm doing this video that there's something fishy going on. It doesn't seem very clean way to do things, both sides. Yeah, I suppose we'll carry on with the article anyway and see what's going on. In the post, the team behind Friday the 13th Resurrected states the project has been... Who the hell's writing this stuff? Oh my god, if I make one spelling mistake, I noticed somehow an L got deleted out of exclusive in some of the description. I went back in and changed it, but I freaked out. I'm always worried, like, you can always tell that I'm typing on my phone as opposed to on the keyboard, because when autocorrect kicks in and I don't check it, but I freak out and I'm going back in and edit afterwards. Let's go back to this anyway. Flip sake, this is going to be hard. Resurrected states the project has been cancelled in response to the letter. They plan to pursue work on another project. The team notes that it's still waiting for response from some people we have contacted, but is currently working on erasing all of the content behind the project, including the official X Twitter account and the recently launched website. What the hell is this? What? Is this an entirely new game they went and created? Who goes and creates a brand new account for something as a plugin? I don't understand what this is. Is this a brand new game? Is this not based? Is this not the Friday the 13th game? And who does that? Who makes a game? Oh, wow. It's a shame if someone wants to fight against the fan-made project with no profit made. Team behind the project wrote, "It wasn't our intention to hurt the brand, as Horror Inc. claims we did. Friday the 13th Resurrected development team initially planned to announce the release date next Monday, April 15th. The project was designed as a free mod based on the 2017 horror game. The mod would have been free to own and include dedicated multiplayer services and fan-made content, including new characters and skins." Surely you would check with the game first if you're going to go to all that trouble. I can understand somebody making a skin, but if you're doing an entire mod for a game, surely you would check all that stuff out first before you get into all that effort. The fan project aimed to revive the horror game after its publisher, Gun Interactive, announced it was delisting at the end of 2023. While the game remains playable for those who bought it before its delisting, Gun Interactive plans to shut down the servers altogether on December 31st, 2024. Before its delisting, Gun Interactive was forced to halt development of the new game roughly 2 years after its release. Among the cancelled content planned for Friday the 13th, the game included the Werewolf mode, with gameplay similar to Fortnite's Imposters mode, or most notably Inner Sloth's social deduction game Among Us. Okay. Right, so Gun Interactive delisting the game. So you've bought a game, but you're basically stuffed at the end of this year. Anybody wants to go back to the news article, horrific news article we did on returning to physical media? This is why. Because you stick something in the machine console, you can play it. Whereas online, you're at the mercy of these companies. And plus, a lot of games now needing online capability sort of puts you at the mercy of them. This is why people, I think, are angry in the gaming sphere. Never mind anything else, but just the products are terrible and you're at the whims and mercy of a game shuts down. You think about it, if you buy an album and the band breaks up, you can still put that album in your record / CD player, or if you've downloaded it, you can still play it in your device. Same for, you know, you think of old games, maybe up to PS4, you don't need maybe PS3. PS4 is more than the online stuff, but up to definitely PS3, you just plug the thing in the machine, you play it, you buy a Blu-ray, you've still got it. This whole business model of, like, you don't really own the game, you're renting it, you know what I mean? You pay a lot of money just to rent it, and you're at the whim of whether the company, same as buying digital content, you know, from online platforms, that platform goes down, you've lost everything. It's a mad world we live in that this is the case. Like, I know it's learning new technologies, etc., and a new way to do things, but people are just getting fleeced left, right, and center. But back to this, you would reach out, like, if you're going to that trouble, you know that Gun Interactive, they haven't bought the rights to Friday the 13th, they've just licensed them out to make the game. So surely you would look that up and go to Horror Inc. and go, right, what's the state of play? We'd like to make this, and just cover your back. Like, to go to all that trouble without checking that, like a simple email, just wanting to know what the state of play is. This is what we're planning to do. Before we go ahead, can we have confirmation that we're not doing this, that, or the other? I don't know. That's just my thinking. But there you go. There's that. I genuinely don't know whose side of taking this. If I should, you know what I mean? It's one of them things. It is what it is. I can see wrong on both sides. Like the way Horror Inc., their lawyer, went about things was a bit gnarly. Like, why go that way? Unless they couldn't actually contact them. But then if you went to the trouble of creating an entire account, web page and everything else, there should be contact information, like an info inbox. Why haven't you tried to reach out? Don't know. The whole thing seems like a mess for a game that's getting cancelled. But that's a bit crazy as well. If you've bought this game, you've basically only got this year to play it and then you're done. Because I don't know if they're... Because like I said, I think it's the 4x3 version, like Evil Dead game. So basically, if you can't log onto the servers to find other players, then you're kind of stuffed, can't play it. That's why I'm not a fan of these games, by the way, because I like a one player, I like the option to play with others, but I like a decent one player mode that I don't have to worry about scheduling or setting up the game server and inviting people and all that kind of stuff. I just find a lot of hassle, and then something I'm just going to enjoy myself doing becomes work. I don't do enough of that on this channel, thank you very much, on organizing stuff and calendar invites and all that kind of stuff. That takes up quite a bit of time and admin, so there you go. But yeah, let me know what you think, and let me know if I'm on the right track, where could this all have been solved with a simple email to Horror Inc. stating their intentions? Had they already contacted the game company beforehand? If that was the case, could they show that they had an understanding, or did they just go off knowing that? But like I said, when you're going to that sort of level of creating stuff, saying it's not for profit, yeah, something's not right here. I can't, something more is going on behind the scenes that we're seeing right here in front of us. I'll just go that far, that definitely something else is going on here. For that level of reaction, both parts, something else has went on. So we'll see anyway. But like I said, let me know what you think. And in the meantime, keep updating the channel, do the typey-clicky things. Until next time, keep it creepy, keep it horrific.